You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, you are listening to A Face for Radio here on CITR.
It's Discorder's 33rd birthday.
CITR 101.9 FM having a little bit of trouble here early in the morning. It seems like our broadcast program, Sam, is struggling with the morning like the rest of us. But we're here. Face for Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. And I am here with a special guest.
Hello.
Hello. What is your name?
It is Hala.
Who are you?
I'm a student exec member at CITR. I'm the new media director. I just joined the student exec, so this is my first time on a show.
Yeah. So Hala is joining us. You're gonna be picking out a song, chatting on the radio, all that good stuff.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. What time do you usually wake up?
10.
10? Is that your ideal wake up time?
I'd say conservatively 10.
Conservatively 10. Okay. What's your ideal wake up time?
10:45. Because you don't feel like you've wasted your morning,
yeah,
but you still get to sleep in.
That's true. You get like
happy medium.
No, that's true. Like on weekends, I like to try and set my alarm for 10 because I know I'll be out of bed.
Because then you feel accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah. When you wake up at 1, it's like
my day is over.
Yeah, pretty much. My ideal wake up time would probably be 6 a.m. though.
Really?
I'm not a morning person. I wish I
was. But what would you do with your time, ideally?
I don't know, but I like to take a lot of time in the morning. Like, if I could, I would just chill, like, hour-long breakfast, read, and then shower, and then I'd like to be a person that goes for runs.
Yeah, I tried to be that person. I did a lot of track and field in high school, and
our practices. Did you do hurdles?
Yeah, that was my thing. I was
really?
Yeah, no, I was, like, very into it and was, like, ranked provincially for it.
No way.
True.
And hold on, let's the folks at home. You're from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I am.
So you were ranked. You were one of the top track and field stars in Manitoba.
I mean, there really aren't that many for my age group. I was like 15 at the time.
Well, hey, you're the best 15-year-old track star in Manitoba.
I wouldn't say number one. I would not put a gold star next to my name, but
you were up there.
I was up there for sure.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a good time in my life. And you know what? I found the sport to be very rewarding in a lot of ways.
Really?
So.
I hated track. Honestly, I did it like in elementary school because like everyone was doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I was doing this one where I was running and I was in like first place for the first time ever. And I was like, yes, I'm going to do it. And this kid pushed me. And I, because it was in a field, it was like a wooded area trail.
So were you doing cross country or track?
Yeah, it was cross country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this guy pushed me into the trees, and I fell. And then I ended up getting like third or fourth place, and I was like, "This sport's dumb. It's corrupt. It's a waste of time."
So one poor boy ruined the whole thing for you.
Yeah. I guess that's a public service announcement for the kids listening at home.
Exactly.
But that never happened to you.
It did not. You know what? I did do a lot of, you know, falling in the middle of a hurdle race or getting my foot caught on a hurdle. And, you know, that really sucks because everyone's watching you. But, you know.
How'd you get started?
It was such like a small group of people doing hurdles at my high school that.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. You know what? There was only like five of us.
That's a lot. I feel like that's a lot of people.
Yeah, my track program was giant, though.
Oh, really?
It was like football was number one.
Really?
Probably hockey and then track, I would say.
How many people were in your high school?
1,500.
Oh, so you went to a big high school.
I did, yeah. A big public high school that a lot of different schools fed into.
What was it called?
Kelvin.
Kelvin High?
Kelvin High School.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, like, if you went to a house party, they'd be like, oh, it's Hala from Kelvin High.
I guess. I mean, I don't think I had that much of a reputation.
As, like, Hala, the track star from Kelvin High.
Yeah, I wouldn't say so. I don't think that would be the thing about me people would, like, lead off on.
Okay.
I don't think that's my most, like, notorious characteristic.
Well, that can be a good thing or a bad thing. I'll take it as a good thing.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It was just such a long time ago that I don't think that fact needs to stay with me on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I'm not. I hope now not. Like, I don't want you to be living on your 15-year-old laurels.
Yeah.
But, like, back in the day is what I mean. Like, you're 15 going to do whatever kids do in Winnipeg, like, hang out. I don't know what that was supposed to mean. And then people be like, oh, Hala, track star.
Yeah, you know what? My high school, again, the track program was so big. We had some, like, actual all-stars there that now run and do events for U of M, University of Manitoba.
Mm-hmm.
And they are legitimately track stars. And I was slightly less committed than them. So I think I would fall behind them.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Well, interesting. All right. It looks like the broadcaster's back up. We've got a couple ads to play that we were supposed to play to give us the time to get going here. But we're going to play them now. Thank you for staying with us. I think we're going to play the ads and then maybe a couple songs. Does that sound good to you?
Perfect.
All right, cool. So thanks for listening. Stay tuned.
It's Discorder's 33rd birthday, and we're giving you a present. Discorder TV, a new YouTube miniseries that will bring you interviews and other video content with local bands. We're celebrating our birthday with the Discorder TV launch party on February 10th at the Lido.
We've got DJ Roman Total 17 providing the tunes, and of course, our birthday party is 19+ and free. Special thanks to the Lido and Vivo Media Arts for sponsoring the event.
In celebration of Black History Month, the African Descent Society will be holding a forum on February 20th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at East Hastings Ray Cam Community Center. The forum will feature panel discussions and presentations by professors, MLAs, UN workers, and other experts who will be discussing a variety of topics, including racial discrimination, immigration and refugees, and a special honoring of the historical Black community of Hogan's Alley. There will also be music, drum circles, food, crafts, poetry, storytelling, and a heritage walk tour. So come and join this forum on February 20th.
I'm in a numb throw up. I'm going to do something. Wonder what I'm going to do. Got to be clean and try to control my body. Is nobody else going to? I don't think twice when I do something nice, but I don't do things like that very much. Cause if you go around try to please everybody, it only becomes your crutch. Such determination that it's sick. I'd like to go the places they don't know how to get to, but I can't remember the trick. So I wait around and venomously crown myself serpent king of my sins. But if I go down, I'm not taking you with me. It's only myself in the end.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
And we are back here. It's A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates, with Halla Bertrand.
Oh, so close. Bertrand.
Bertrand? Yeah, what kind of is that?
It's a French name.
It's a French name.
Bertrand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was an English name,
yeah.
Like Bertrand Russell.
A lot of people like to make that reference.
Yeah. Well, how many Bertrands are there?
How many Hallas are there?
Very few.
I've never met another Halla, so.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
The name Halla?
Yeah.
Would you like to hear the story?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the story is that my parents had this book of Icelandic names, and they were randomly.
No way.
True. And they were randomly flipping through it, and they stopped.
Why? Are they at like a thrift store, and they're like, ooh, book of Icelandic names?
You know, I actually don't know. It must have been a gift from my Icelandic grandmother or something.
Oh, you have an Icelandic grandmother.
Well, she's not Icelandic, but she married into that side of the family. So she married someone who was Icelandic.
Okay.
Probably the gift came from them.
That makes sense. That makes more sense.
And on the page, it said Halla, Jon's daughter. And Jon means John in Icelandic. Okay. And my dad's name is John. So it just seemed fitting.
Awesome. So is that the meaning of the name is just Jon's daughter?
You know what? I actually don't know what the meaning is.
Okay, well, during the next music break, we should search that up.
We should look it up.
Because my name... Actually, do you want to say something?
I don't. I want you to say your thing.
Well, my name is Eric, spelled with a K, which is the Scandinavian version of the name, which is where the name comes from. I have no Scandinavian ancestry unless, you know, like the Vikings who pillaged England like 1,000 years ago somehow, like,
what's your middle name?
I have that. Christopher.
Okay.
Because my parents thought I was going to travel a lot. And when I was born, St. Christopher was still a saint, and he was the patron saint of travelers. But now he's getting booted out of the church.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, his miracles don't count. Which I feel is like a kind of a ridiculous thing
at
this point.
That seems unfair.
Yeah, like, why him? You know?
Yeah, that does seem to be like picking on one saint.
Yeah. Anyways, my parents chose Eric, I think, because it was a not easy to nickname.
It is,
and it was a strong sounding name. And Eric with a K, the Scandinavian thing, means noble king. And Erica, or noble warrior. And then Erica is noble queen or noble warrior. Something like that. I don't know.
Do you feel like that's fitting?
Like, pretty much. I'm anti-militaristic, so I don't think I'd really be going out there. But I could be a warrior of other sorts.
True.
And I would strive to be noble in a, you know. Yeah. I do. I'd like to.
Yeah, I mean, you're, like, the way you carry yourself is fairly noble, I'd say.
That's very sweet.
I do what I can.
All right. The people at home might be wondering, what was it that we were listening to? So we started off listening to a song by Vancouver band Milk, who was formerly Watermelon. They're featured in this month's issue of Discorder. And the song that we played was Don't Laugh, the first song off of their EP, their new first EP, Late Bloomer. And after that, we played Montreal band She-Devils with the song Come, off of their self-titled EP, their debut as well. They played, I think, 2 weeks ago now, or a week and a half ago, with Magical Clouds, also from Montreal. They opened for them, and it's two people, and the instrumentals are all sample-based, which is kind of cool. And then we played Nap Eyes, who I'm a fan of. I wrote a review of their album for the new Discorder. So two reasons already why you should pick it up. And they are from Halifax, and they will be playing in Vancouver at the Media Club on March 26th. So get your tickets because they're going fast. Well, I don't know if they're going fast, but they should be.
They should be.
Yeah, they got featured on The Fader. Saying that their new album was the best first classic indie rock album of the year. They said it was a timeless album already. Exclaim gave them a terrible review. I gave them a pretty good review. So I think it's solid. What did you think of the song? It was the last song.
I really liked it. I have liked all the songs you've played, actually.
Thank you. And you're going to be playing some songs.
I will be. I will be playing some Weaker Thans, which is a band from my hometown of Winnipeg.
Amazing. Do you wanna give us the anecdote now or later?
I will give you the anecdote now, I think.
All right, beautiful.
So the Weaker Thans have been my favorite band since I have been listening to music on my own time, pretty much. They're pretty prevalent in Winnipeg, and they actually just disbanded like a month or two ago.
Actually?
Yeah, they just broke up. So that was a pretty tumultuous time for me, for sure.
It was a blow.
And so a few years ago, they did this big album tour to promote all of their albums, and they played shows at a lot of bars where they would play one whole album at the bar. And at the time, I was under 18, so I couldn't go to any of those shows.
Is the drinking age of Manitoba 18?
It is. Okay. Yeah, so at the end of this, like, tour of bars, though, they played one giant show at this all-ages concert where they played all four of their albums. And, yeah, you're laughing, but it sounded like the best. It was like Christmas had come to me early.
Yeah.
It sounded like the best thing in the world.
No, that sounds great.
And my brother, Stefan, gave me tickets to go see them for Christmas. It was just before Christmas, actually.
Oh, that's a sweet thing to do.
Yeah, it was really sweet. And I was so excited to get them. I started screaming. It was like they were my Justin Bieber type. That was the relationship we had.
Sure.
And so I went there and I sat down. There was a standing part, but I was seated.
Mm-hmm.
And we get through one album and the next, and then we're kind of getting halfway through the third one. And this concert has already been over 2 hours, for sure, of just straight music. Like, forget, like, talking in between. And then
they didn't banter?
Not that I recall.
Really?
No banter.
That's that's ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
Just straight, like, playing all the albums.
That's what I remember it being like.
Oh, my goodness.
And then so we're finishing the third album, and my dad was coming to get me, and he kept texting me being like, okay, is the concert almost over? It's been over 3 hours.
Probably and thought you were lying.
Like, yeah, I've just
out
escaped.
On the town.
Yeah. And then finally we're getting to the fourth album, and it was one of those experiences where you love something so much and then you have too much of it and it's not good anymore.
Yeah.
And I felt sad at that time, actually, because I loved The Weaker Than so much and this experience was ruining them for me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go home.
Oh, man.
Because I, you know.
How old were you?
Oh, 14.
14.
Yeah,
oh,
or
man.
Younger even. I might have been younger.
Were you solo?
No, I went with a friend, actually.
Okay.
But she was not a huge fan. So it
that
was
must
just
have been
me.
Something for her.
Yeah, it was just me being a big fan, and then I even started waning at the end.
Well, yeah, no, I get that. Like this one time last year, for some reason, I just had like a lot of chocolate, and I love chocolate, but I was like eating so much of it, and I had chocolate. It's like rich chocolate milk, and I don't know, it was just like way too much. And next thing I know, after probably a pound of chocolate eaten that day, I woke up in the middle of the night to extreme pain, and I have food poisoning.
That sounds like something a dog would do.
Yeah, it was like I felt like I was living a dog's life.
Yeah,
it was horrible. It was so painful. I was just hurling left, right, and center. It was just coming out of me from all sides.
Oh.
And I was just in pain, and I was like crying. My mom came. I had to wake my mom up, and then my mom went in the living room.
How old were you?
This was last year.
Oh, no.
I was like 22. And then it wasn't last year. It was the year before.
But
I was
21. Why did you have so much chocolate, like, in your house?
It just happened. I went out, and I had chocolate, and then I was doing stuff, and chocolate was there. And I was like, I lied on my mom's lap. While she, like, caressed my head and was like, is it going to be okay? And I was like, it's not. It's like there's a million knives stabbing me.
That's horrible.
Yeah, was that, like, the Weaker Thans for you?
It really was not, honestly. Okay. It was not quite as, like, brutally painful, I wouldn't say.
Well, that's good.
It was just boring. I mean, I was sitting down. I wasn't dancing.
Yeah, I don't think I could handle, like, any band for that long.
No. And it was bad because of all the bands that I should have been able to make it through, it was this one.
Yeah.
And even then, couldn't do it.
Well, at least you tried. And you got a radio anecdote.
Very true. And now that they're disbanded, I feel like I have this. I'll never have that experience again.
Yeah, you're one of the few people who got that.
Exactly.
And that's something in itself.
Yes. I actually have the lead singer. I have his autograph at home.
Oh, no way.
John K. Sampson.
What a name.
Yeah, he's a very accessible celebrity in Winnipeg.
That's awesome. I like those people. Like, I think Dan Mangan in Vancouver.
Definitely.
It's very accessible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a really nice guy. That's nice. Dan Behar, though, from Destroyer, honestly, do not like him.
Really?
No, I have just a visceral dislike towards that guy. It's just personal. These are not the views of the station.
But tell me why. Give me like one.
Like I don't like Destroyer, First of all, I don't like the band. But I think it's an overrated
band. But you're calling
band.
Him out personally.
Well, he's a jerk in my eyes. Okay. Like his over-under interview on Pitchfork, he said that he wanted to write against comedy thing, like a little essay, which might have been a joke, but I don't know if it was. Either way, it wasn't funny. It wasn't interesting. It was irritating. And then I saw him actually on Saturday. I was at the Lido, and this really cool jazz band was playing. And I walked out, and he was there. And when you see a celebrity, it's sort of like, oh. So I gave him, like, a little head nod. You know, it's like, obviously.
You gave
I know.
A celebrity a head nod. That's, well, no. like, your reaction to a celebrity?
Yeah. Like, I saw Elvis Costello a few months
That's
ago
right.
in the bathroom. Or not in the bathroom, in the lineup to the bathroom, chatted with him. He was a nice guy. You know? Infinitely more talented and famous than Dan Behar.
That's fair.
But, I was like, hey, what am I supposed to do? We made eye contact. I would head nod at anyone. It was just like a normal person-to-person interaction.
Okay, that's
And he just
that's
dead-faced
odd.
It.
He did not nod back?
No.
That's cold.
And I want to like him. Like, honestly, I do, because he's a famous Vancouver guy, and he has a lot of critical acclaim. And I want to be like, yeah, you know, you're cool, I respect it, but I do not get that vibe from him. It just hits me. I don't think we'd be friends.
I think it's important to pay attention to someone's vibe, for sure.
Yeah, you know, that's just personal, though. Like, do you like him? Do you like Destroyer?
You know what? I don't think I've ever heard Destroyer. Okay. I'm just commenting back on what you're telling me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have no personal experience.
Yeah. I mean, not like anyone even, you know, has to be likable to everyone, though. It's nice when they are, but they don't have to. Anyway... Let's get back to some music. We've got up next an odd set of tunes, starting off with Lee Hazelwood. Do you know who Lee Hazelwood is?
I do not.
Do you know the song These Boots Are Made for Walkin'?
Definitely.
Well, Lee Hazelwood was the producer on that song, and a producer, he worked very closely with Nancy Sinatra. But it was the 60s. He was a producer for a bunch of other groups, too. He was like a weird country Phil Spector, I'd say. And he, in the 60s, I guess, a lot of the big record labels were taking chances on these singer-songwriter-producer types, so like Randy Newman and Van Dyke Parks, and people who were definitely like characters, you know, like strong characters. So Lee Hazelwood made a bunch of records, and they're all getting re-released by Light in the Attic Records, who we'll be talking about later. But this song that we're going to play is from his 1971 album, Requiem for an Almost Lady, which was recorded when he was living in Stockholm. He moved from California. I think he's originally from Tennessee or something. And he moved to Sweden and lived there for like 5 or 6 years and had his own record label there and made just, I don't know, it's interesting music. I'm a big fan of him, and he is his music, he seems like an odd ball character. So I'm drawn to that. So yeah, and then we'll be playing some other stuff, a gospel tune next.
Cool.
All right.
And you wake up one morning and you say, I feel good. I don't miss her. I can live without her. And you soon learn that time will come, but it wasn't that day. On just one wing, but then why should he? Where there's sky, there must be rain. Where there's you, there's me. So do it all, get it done. All there is to be, then wrap yourself in something warm. Come on, come on. come on home to me. Love can die and never know what it might have been. You and I will never know until we try again. So do it all, get it done, see all there is to see. Then wrap yourself in something warm. Come on. Come on. Come on home.
that will and could change a guy each day for him. It is spring and above are the skies. I shouldn't have did what I've done. I shouldn't have did what I've done. I shouldn't have said what I said. Love can be oh so cruel, and sometimes it is not all true. It takes one life, be a fool, to make someone like you blue. I shouldn't have did what I've done. I shouldn't have did what I've done. I shouldn't have said what I said. True love is the only thing that will and could change a guy each day. I shouldn't have been what I've done. I shouldn't have been what I've done. I shouldn't have said what I said.
1, 2, 3, go! Considering going abroad to study, work, intern, or volunteer? Mark Thursday, February 25th in your calendar and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center to find out more. All the experts under one roof. Top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Expo opens at 3 p.m., but come early at 2 p.m. to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
The most beautiful thing about my burrow is the stillness. I must have slept for all my passages. And it must have this been noise, dreams. However, this is a drawing of silence and a secure only as a faint whistle. I did not hear it all in night. I was on burrowing, although it must set from the female. Can my animal ever so begin to speak, audible only to the ear of the householder? It seemed to me that the beast has ever even heard me. It simply cannot have heard me, for all that time I kept very quiet, that I dug the experimental trenches. The Burrow, hosted by Andy Resto. Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. Alternative music, noise things, artist interviews, honest discussions, levity. Because music doesn't need to be fun. On CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
All right, we are back. Face for Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm joined by my special guest, now friend of the show, Hala Bertrand.
That's exactly how you say it. I'm glad you finally got it right.
Well, I'm only taking French classes this term.
Oh, that's right. That's your minor.
That is my minor. What do you study?
I study classical studies with a minor in law and society.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's a mouthful for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're learning Latin, right?
I am. You know what? I'm still in the 100 levels. So for those of you that don't know, that means
100 levels ahead of me.
True. But I'm not great.
Yeah, but you're getting started. I mean,
yeah, definitely getting started. And I'm really, really enjoying it. And I find it very rewarding.
Yeah.
I seem to be saying that a lot, that I find things rewarding. But
honestly, I kind of hate the word rewarding because I feel like it's, it's just like that was such a rewarding experience. And it's just, the bad side of me doesn't like it. But it's actually, like, I think outside of that, a great word. It's actually, like, very important because it's good to have rewarding experiences.
But it is implying that everything you do needs to have a reward at the end.
That's true. Wow. Blowing minds here on A Face for Radio. That's true.
Yeah, and not everything needs to be, there doesn't need to be a prize for you. Sometimes you do things because you just do things. And you do things because they're hard and there is no gold star at the end.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So by that, do you mean do these things have a value in and of themselves of being done? Or is there no value?
I would say the fact that you completed them is their value.
What if you don't complete it?
The fact that you attempted them.
Okay.
I think there is a strong value in attempting things, and people put too much of an emphasis on completion. And it, yeah. like, for something to be worthwhile, you don't have to finish it. I mean, I could enjoy reading a book, and I don't have to finish it for me to feel that I accomplished something or got something out of that experience.
Totally. I agree. Wow. All right. We listened to Lee Hazelwood with the song Come On Home to Me of his 1971 album Requiem for an Almost Lady. Then we listened to funk gospel group The Stovall Sisters, Hang On In There, from their self-titled album. I'm not a particularly religious person, but for some reason I've been really into music about Jesus. Not like into music about Jesus, there's just been a few songs that I've been listening to over the past few days that have Jesus. Like this song, I've listened to a gospel playlist, Jesus Christ by Big Star, another song by Chris Bell. It's just been on, and I think in a few weeks I'm going to do an all Music for Jesus show.
I have a really good recommendation for that show.
Yeah?
It's this group called Neutral Bling Hotel. And they're a mashup group. So they mash up Neutral Milk Hotel with other popular songs. Okay. And they have this one mashup with Kanye West.
Yeah.
And it's called Jesus Walks.
Okay, that was a good... That's great.
Yeah,
I used to love
amazing.
That song. When
it's
that
amazing.
Song came out,
yeah,
that was... Like, I didn't like to admit it to people, but I was just, yay, you're speaking so much truth. And it had a banging beat. Ugh.
Yeah, and the mashup is definitely off the chain.
It's off the chain?
It's off the chain.
Straight fire?
Straight fire. Okay. It's lit. It's lit.
It's lit. And then we finish it off with a band called The Chieftones, who, in brackets, Canada's all-Indian band. With the song I Shouldn't Have Did What I'd Done off of the Native North America compilation, Volume 1 compilation that was put out by Light in the Attic Records about Aboriginal folk or what constituting Aboriginal folk rock and country from 1966 to 1985. And this is mostly Canadian, except for a couple bands, Canadian and Northern United States. It's the first compilation. I think Volume 2 is going to be. Aboriginal folk rock and country from the southern United States and Mexico. And it's a super cool release. A lot of the work for it, it was compiled by a guy from Vancouver who was just like traveling all around Canada in particular, but the States, going to thrift stores, trying to find these albums by these Aboriginal musicians that, you know, weren't hugely famous, but as you see, really good tunes. And it was finally, this was finally released. And I just have here in the little booklet that the Chieftones were dubbed Canada's All Indian Band by their manager. And I think that was in part to get them to be big in the United States. Not that, like, there, you know, wasn't playing into tropes for Canada as well, but there was, yeah. Anyways. They were apparently brought together at a residential school in Edmonton, Alberta, which again shows that, you know, impact of that history. And they're from the Skeena and regions around the banks of the Skeena and Nass Rivers in BC. So, kind of cool. We're going to be playing another song off of that album a little bit later. But now we're going to play your song.
We are going to play my song.
What's your song?
It's called The Reasons, and it's off their album Reconstruction Site. There, by there I mean The Weaker Thans, just to clarify.
Yes. We're just getting it set up here because, you know, the conversation's been good. Yeah. Have you enjoyed your time so far on the show, Hal?
I really have. This is my first, like, big radio experience. So my family's been in radio most of their careers. So this is, like, my... I'm following the generational path.
That is very cool. And what was I going to say? Talking about a podcast.
We were talking about a lot of podcasts. Do you listen to podcasts?
I do.
What's your number one of all time?
Like my favorite?
Yeah.
I don't know. But the podcast I probably listen to the most is Marc Maron's.
Oh, really?
Well, I just, Yeah, I like the chats with the famous people, getting the lowdown. There's one with Parker Posey that I listened to recently that was very good. But I don't think that would be my favorite. This American Life is great.
Of course.
Yeah, it's the classic. I'm actually not, like, huge into podcasts. Like, I don't know a ton of podcasts.
Oh, okay.
I'm, like, pretty mainstream when it comes to podcasts.
Well, so am I, but...
Yeah, it's cool. There's a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm a huge podcast fiend. Like, definitely, I'm on that 2-podcast-a-day grind.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
On the bus, one on the way, one on the way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit that up, too. Yeah. I've actually been listening to a BBC podcast In Our Time where they discuss philosophy.
Cool.
Yeah, with Melvin Bragg. It's pretty funny. Well, it's not really funny, but it's a good show. And apparently the BBC has a bunch of other podcasts about more contemporary stuff that I think I'm going to start listening to. So do you want to hit up the tune?
I do.
All right.
Let's get it going.
All right. Well, we're going to be listening to The Weaker Thans. We'll be back after a few more songs and for a few more words, and then we're gonna say goodbye.
Surround the striking hearts, and the time is never now. And we know who we should love, but we're never certain how. I know you might roll your eyes at this, but I'm so glad that you exist.
to drown down in those troubled waters. They're creeping round my soul. They're way beyond control. And they'll wash my sins away before the morning. They say that I'm one of the devil's daughters. They look at me with scorn. I'll never hear that horn. I'll be underneath the water judgment morning. Oh Lord, to blame. Must I hang my head in shame? If people go around scandalizing my name, I'm gonna drown down in those troubled waters. They're way beyond control. And they'll wash my sins away before the morning.
And we are back. We just listened to the song Troubled Waters by Michael Hurley off of his 1971 album as well, Armchair Boogie. Amazing album. I've talked about Michael Hurley before, played him before on the show. Just great guy. You should check him out.
He sounds great.
Yeah, he lives in in Oregon now with his wife Noodles. Or Spaghetti. Spaghetti.
His wife Spaghetti?
Well, I don't know if that's her birth name. But I think she goes by Spaghetti.
Okay.
That's a secondhand anecdote.
The truth of that.
No, like her name might be Donna.
And then, but where did you get Spaghetti from?
Well, I showed Michael Hurley to a former programmer at the station named Robin Bunton. She and her boyfriend Jake Costello used to do a show called Up on the Roof on Fridays. And I just thought it would be something that she liked. So I showed him to her, and she really liked it and apparently, like, Googled him because I talked about his life a little bit. And apparently she told me that he calls his wife Spaghetti.
Maybe that's, like, a pet name, though.
It's a good pet name. Like, I kind of like it.
You would have to have some sort of, like, backstory, though.
What would be the backstory, like?
But how could you know, right? It would be such, like, a personal pet name that... Maybe he doesn't want to share.
I don't think so. I think it was just like it just happened.
But how does that just happen?
You got beautiful hair like Spaghetti, and then she became Spaghetti.
You really think it was that?
Well, no, I don't think it was like. I think it was just probably like he was like, Donna, that's a nice name, but I want to call you Spaghetti. I have no idea if he talks like that. He's from rural Pennsylvania, though.
So it's possible.
There's a chance. Anyway. Before that, we listened to Les Chaussettes with the song Russian Boy off of their new album that just came out. Or is coming out. Yeah, I think it just came out. And then we played what we kick it all off with.
The Weaker Thans?
Yes, ma'am. what was the song?
We played The Reasons.
Off of?
Reconstruction Site.
Which is my
favorite album of theirs.
Okay.
For sure.
Was that album played at the show that you went to?
Of course. They played all their albums, Eric.
I know, but you were 14. And now how old are you now?
19.
So that was 5 years ago.
But they hadn't released any new music. Hence why they broke up.
They haven't released any music in 5 years?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure John K. Samson, the lead singer, was doing some solo business.
Okay.
But I don't want to confirm that.
Yeah, well, we won't. Yeah. Hala, we've been trying to get Hala on the show for 3 weeks now. Elusive guest.
Yeah.
You know.
I like to be coy. It was too easy the first time you asked me. I didn't want to seem like too eager to be on the show.
Yeah.
I wanted you to really fight for it.
Yeah, totally. That's what we did, and I think we've got a good show out of it.
I agree.
That'll be podcasted today if you want to listen to it on CITR.ca. Did you have a good time?
I really did.
Good. I'm glad.
Yes.
And tomorrow is the Shindig finale at Pat's Pub. It's going to be very exciting. It's going to be tons of fun. People dress up real fancy if you want. You don't have to. It's Ben Lai's final Shindig. He's been the host of Shindig for 15 years. It's going to be a party. Are you going to be able to join?
I will be there for some of it. I will not be there for the arrival of the student exec, but count me in for later that evening.
Yeah, because you got to work.
Got to make that cash.
Yeah, that's fair. That is reasonable. Do you have any final words? We're going to play one more song, but before we play that.
Just thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. Yes, this is a Face for Radio. Every week, Thursdays at 10 on CITR 101.9 FM or on CITR.ca on your computer or phone or however you get your internet. We broadcast live from CITR studios here on unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia, on the campus of the University of BC, where I study political science and Hala studies classical studies.
Almost failed.
I just thought of Sinners came into my head.
Yeah, Sinners is a really great way to think about it.
Yeah,
it's kind of witty.
The acronym.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always walk by the hall with all the professors. The classical studies professors.
In,
you know the hall I'm talking about?
Buchanan C.
Yeah. Yeah, every time. I always look at the one person that has a picture of a cat, like a meme. The skeptical cat is skeptical. I always walk by, like, some professor has that on their wall. Next is a picture of Russell Crowe. And there's, like, some text. I have never read the thing about Russell Crowe.
You should stop and read it. That should be your opener for next week's show.
Maybe.
Because this is such a cliffhanger right now.
Yeah, like, I was kind of going to do, like, a Black History Month show next week.
Maybe not the best fit, then.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do it for the Jesus episode.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Yeah, that guy, Russell Crowe. I was going to say, are you planning on getting fluent in Latin?
Well, that's kind of an interesting term.
You aren't going to be chatting with people, but, like, to a point where you can, like, read Ovid and Virgil.
Definitely.
And Lucretius.
Definitely. That's the goal.
Cool. I listened to on a podcast, the Melvin Bragg podcast, about Epicurus. I guess you would study him, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Probably.
At some point, if you're doing philosophy, he was a big guy. And they talk about Lucretius as well, who brought him back in the fold with his book that I can't remember what it's called, but apparently is a great book. Which is relevant to the class I'm taking on Baroque literature in France, because both Epicurus and Lucretius were influences on the libertines in the 17th century. And I'm reading Don Juan by Molière. And Don Juan is a famous libertine. But libertines, it's not just about sex. It's not just about trying new things and experimenting in polyamory and all that jazz. Is really about challenging all of the norms of the time. As a very interesting movement, to be truthful. I kind of had the idea of libertines ruined due to the terrible Johnny Depp movie, The Libertine.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyways, that just all came out really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you gotten a chance to read any of that stuff? I've never read any of that.
You know what,
stuff.
I haven't. I read some ancient Greek works in my Arts 1 class last year.
Oh, you did that program?
Yeah, it would.
Was it a good program?
Yeah, changed my life. Strongly recommend it. I'm just going to openly plug Arts One.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was amazing. And in that class, we read Medea, the Odyssey, and the Iliad.
Wow. So. A lot. Can you believe I haven't read the Odyssey and the Iliad? The Iliad and the Odyssey?
I really liked the Odyssey more.
Yeah, it's the more popular one, yeah. I think.
Although Medea, have you read Medea?
I have not.
Medea is very short. It would take you like 2 evenings.
Really?
If you were taking it slow.
Yeah.
Strongly recommend that one.
Wonderful. That's cool. Yeah. I gotta get in on that. I've been trying to read some more Greek tragedies.
Yeah, that's actually what we're studying in my Women in the Ancient World course.
Oh, is you Sappho? You talking about her?
I have read Sappho, actually. But we're discussing like what tragedy like actually means, which is interesting.
Oh, you want to give like a little recap of what's going on in that class?
Yeah. So we're studying basically like prominent women figures in ancient Greece.
Yeah.
And in the Hellenistic period.
Okay.
And so we're studying that these women are politically powerful and powerful within their families. Mostly because they derive their power from men.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're studying quite a lot what the ideal woman is. So, for example, Penelope in the Odyssey would be considered the ideal woman.
Is Penelope Odysseus's wife?
Exactly. And she stays at home and she stays in the house and she weaves a lot and she waits around. And so she's ideal in that sense. And so we do a lot of comparison against like this like ideal Greek woman. A lot of women are not like Penelope, and they act inappropriately, and they start stuff. And, for example, the goddess Discord, she's, like, arguably the catalyst for, some wars. And basically, a lot of women like to start stuff.
Yeah, do you talk about Antigone?
Not yet.
Yeah, that's the only tragedy I've read so far. Great. Great play. I don't think, would fit into the Penelope ideal woman.
Yeah, probably not.
Although, I would say, pretty impressive figure, though, that character. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
So are you liking the class?
Yeah, it's incredibly interesting. My prof is really great.
That's dope. Yeah. That's awesome. All right, we have one last song here, another song off of the Native North America compilation, and that's going to be it for the show. After that song, up next is Pete's Picks, playing the best stuff from our archives. This song is by Willie Thrasher. He was born in Aklavik, Northwest Territories, great musician, also residential school survivor. And, one of the many people that I've been introduced to in this compilation, it came out in 2014. I think it won a Grammy or got nominated for it. Not like that matters. Did it ever matter? I don't know. It doesn't matter anymore.
I think it matters.
You think it matters? Like, I think it's cool that this got nominated, but it's like Maroon 5 has Grammys.
But, no, you're right.
Do the Beatles have Grammys?
How old are the Grammys?
Well, I don't know, but it's like if the Beatles don't have Grammys, then it's worthless.
Really?
If Otis Redding doesn't have a Grammy?
That's like the epitome of
Grammys? I would say so. Like, there's so much great music that would never get recognized by the Grammys.
That's very true. But how could it possibly recognize all of the great music?
I know, but even like big famous music.
Like what? What do you feel has not been recognized?
I don't know. It's just like every time it's just like spectacle. It's worse than the Oscars.
Yeah.
And I love the Oscars. But the Oscars is a horrible, like, it's a bad. Like, it's not indicative of the best movies.
No, not at all. It's indicative of the best white movies.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is most definitely a thing, especially this year. I think people are talking about what's going on every year.
Yeah.
I
read this horrible stat that only one Asian woman has ever won an Oscar. In the history of Oscars.
That honestly surprises me that an Asian woman has won an Oscar.
Yeah. And it was in the 30s, I think.
In the 30s?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
It's pretty horrifying.
Yeah, it's. Anyways, it's sort of like the Grammys are a similar deal, I feel. Except the Oscars are actually, like, some of the movies that win Oscars are great movies. Some of them aren't, like Citizen Kane didn't win the Oscar.
I haven't actually seen that.
Oh, great film. Anyways, we're finally going to finish this show. We have been going on. It's just been too much fun. Too much of a good time here. We'll be back. I'll be back next week. Same time as always. Week after that, I won't be here. Week after that is Fun Drive. So start thinking about donating because I'll have some wonderful gifts. And we're going to finish it off with Willie Thrasher and the song Old Man Carver. Enjoy. Thank you for coming on, Hala. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. Do you want to give a last shout out? The last word?
The last word. This is a big honor. Oh boy. I'd like to give shouts out to the cat I'm cat sitting, actually.
Okay.
Her name is Rella.
Rella?
She's really, really fat.
Okay. What kind of cat?
A tabby, I think. She's about 30 pounds and she likes to lay on my chest.
She's huge.
Yeah. She's an angel.
Is she a nice cat?
Yeah, she's very sweet. She didn't sleep on my bed last night, and I felt resentful when I woke up this morning.
Yeah, I get that. Both my mom and my girlfriend are allergic to cats, so it's like there's no chance I'm getting close to one. I love cats, though.
Come visit Rella.
I would love to.
Great.
All right. Enjoy.
That is living today.